Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today is Wednesday, July 8th. What to know about President Trump's push to reopen schools in the fall? Who agrees and who is pushing back? Also, could the U.S. ban the hugely popular social media app TikTok? One top official says maybe. We'll tell you why. Plus, new competition for Amazon Prime. Another major pro sport returns. And the rare show in the sky this month, how you can see it. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. President Trump is pushing governors, mayors, and educators to go ahead and open schools this fall, despite the ongoing spread of COVID-19. Trump says the social, educational, and psychological costs of keeping children home would be worse than the virus itself. And remember, the American Academy of Pediatrics also recommends schools bring kids back to in-person classes. Its reasoning was this: if kids don't go to school in person, they just won't learn as much. And for some, staying isolated could also mean emotional issues and other health issues they may not be able to recover from. But not everyone agrees reopening schools is the best move. Critics worry that teachers and staff might not be as resilient as children, and that the students could further spread the virus throughout their communities. So the National Education Association, American Federation of Teachers, and others put out a joint statement in response to Trump. It said, quote, "We could be putting students, their families, and educators in danger." It also said schools should not reopen unless the country has a comprehensive safety plan in place first that also includes funding. But President Trump pushed back against his critics, saying some governors want to keep schools closed just over politics. Trump also noted the COVID-19 death rate was down tenfold, so the risk has lowered. But that point also comes with some controversy. The nation's top infectious disease expert says it's a, quote, false narrative to take comfort in a lower death rate. Dr. Anthony Fauci warns we should not get too comfortable because there are so many other bad and dangerous things about COVID-19 that just because someone doesn't die doesn't mean they don't suffer. Even some young Americans are ending up in the hospital and coming out with potentially lifelong complications. Dr. Fauci says we need to keep wearing masks, physical distancing, and avoiding crowds, and those steps will actually help get the economy open again. To be continued. The U.S. has formally started breaking up with the World Health Organization. The Trump administration notified the United Nations and Congress this week. Remember, Trump has criticized the UN Health Agency, saying it did not warn the world soon enough about COVID-19 and listened too much to China. But health experts and some members of Congress from both parties say now is not the time to do this. They say getting rid of the international cooperation could hurt America's response to this pandemic and other emerging diseases. Keep in mind, this was a formal notification, but the exit doesn't actually take effect for another year. It would happen in July 2021. And if President Trump is not still the president next year, then it likely won't happen at all. His Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, has already said he would reverse the decision on day one if elected president. If the U.S. does say so long, it would be devastating for the World Health Organization. Right now, the U.S. is the largest donor. So far, no official response from the WHO. But its leaders are weighing in on the global pandemic, of course. The WHO's director general warned yesterday that the outbreak is accelerating and will get worse. He said they recorded more than 400,000 new COVID-19 cases around the world just last weekend. At the beginning of the outbreak, it took about 3 months to reach that same number. In the U.S., there have been nearly 3 million confirmed cases now. But the WHO also brought up new concerns about Latin America and the Caribbean, since they now account for half of all cases in the Americas. And no one is immune. Brazil's president is the latest world leader to test positive for COVID-19. He apparently had mild symptoms like a fever, but otherwise he says he's fine. In fact, CBS News says he's been downplaying the severity of the virus and pushing businesses to reopen, and apparently getting the virus has not changed his mind. Mexico's president is in Washington, D.C. today to meet with President Trump. This will be the first face-to-face meeting with the two of them. They're coming together to celebrate what's known as the new NAFTA, the new North American Trade Pact called the USMCA, which went into effect just last week. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was also invited but RSVP'd no because of scheduling conflicts. The U.S.-Mexico meeting will be the first time Mexico's president is leaving the country since taking office back in 2018. There's another memoir coming out that paints a less than flattering picture of President Trump. And this one is written by his niece, Mary Trump, who is a trained psychologist. The upcoming book is called Too Much and Never Enough: How My Family Created the World's Most Dangerous Man. And while we don't know everything in this book yet, news organizations like the AP, CNN, and the New York Times got advanced copies, so they released some details. In the book, Mary Trump wrote that Donald Trump paid someone to take his SAT for him, and that's how he was able to get into the Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania. She also portrays her uncle as a sociopath. But the White House says, not true. Deputy Press Secretary Sarah Matthews said, quote, Mary Trump and her book's publisher may claim to be acting in the public interest, but this book is clearly in the author's own financial self-interest. Several Trump family members also tried to stop the book from being published, but courts ultimately ruled against them and allowed it. So it's set to be released next week. All right, we have more news for you in just a moment, but first, this episode is brought to you by Blinkist. Our routines have been changing, and you might have found that this is a great time to learn some new things. So if you don't have time for a big project, I recommend the app Blinkist. Blinkist gives you the best takeaways, just the need-to-know information from thousands of nonfiction bestsellers in dozens of different categories. And it's convenient. It works across your phone, tablet, and web browser. 14 million people, including me, already use Blinkist to deepen their knowledge in topics spanning self-improvement, to leadership, to economics, and more. For example, learn more about certain news topics with blinks like Crashed, How a Decade of Financial Crises Changed the World, or Embrace Personal Growth with The Algebra of Happiness. Just go to Blinkist.com/news to start your free 7-day trial and get 25% off a Blinkist premium membership and up to 65% off audiobooks that are yours to keep forever. That's Blinkist, B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/news to get 25% off a premium membership and a 7-day free trial. Now, back to the news. The U.S. is apparently thinking about banning TikTok, as in one of the fastest growing social media platforms in the world, with tens of millions of active users every month in the U.S. alone. But the Trump administration says it's not confident the Chinese-owned app is secure. Specifically, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told Fox News he worries Americans' data could end up in the hands of the Chinese government. So he said he's looking at it, suggesting a possible ban because of national security and privacy concerns. But to be clear, there's no final decision about this. TikTok is owned by the Chinese company ByteDance, though it's led by an American CEO. The company argues security is a top priority and it would never hand over data to the Chinese government. TikTok also released new guidelines and its first transparency report earlier this year. Still, the U.S. Army already banned TikTok from government phones. Australia is also considering a ban. And India banned the app starting last week, though there are also growing tensions between India and China over a disputed border. For now, it's still popular and available in America. To be continued. Instagram is taking a cue from Twitter by letting users pin comments. From now on, people will be able to highlight up to 3 favorite comments at the top of each thread. Instagram hopes this will be able to highlight positivity and set the tone for the rest of the comments under a post. To pin a comment, just swipe left on it and tap the push pin icon. This is just one of a few changes Instagram has rolled out recently to try and stop bullying on its platform. It also now lets people bulk delete comments, and it's been using AI to automatically block offensive ones. It seems Walmart wants to create its own version of Amazon Prime. The retailer is launching a new membership program called Walmart Plus. Recode cites sources who say Walmart Plus will offer same-day delivery on groceries and other items, as well as early access to deals. Members will also get discounts on fuel at Walmart gas stations. It's set to launch later this month for $98 a year. Amazon's Prime membership is about $20 more than that each year, though you also get access to its video streaming platform. It's still unclear if Walmart Plus will be rolled out nationwide this month or just in certain cities first. We'll see. Major League Soccer is back, and it's the first of North America's major men's sports leagues to return. They're set to square off in a tournament in Orlando, Florida, starting tonight. But per usual, it'll be a different vibe in this COVID-19 era. It'll be held in just one spot, the same Disney World Sports Complex, where the NBA will hold games later this month. Also, there won't be any fans in the stands, benched players will have to wear masks, and everyone will undergo regular COVID-19 testing. In fact, the MLS team from Dallas is sitting the tournament out because it had too many players who tested positive for the virus. For everyone else, the first game of the tournament is tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern, and games will last through early August. Stargazers will have a chance to check out a newly discovered comet. It's dubbed Neowise, and it's the first visible comet of 2020. CNN reports it should be visible to the naked eye this week and for most of the month, and if you have binoculars, even better. You might be able to catch it at dawn or dusk right above the horizon. A comet is mostly ice and dust orbiting the sun. This newly discovered comet doesn't pose any danger to Earth, but it might give you a good light show. And that's it for the main 10 minutes of news today, but now it's time for Work Wednesday, where we break down one career or work-related news story every Wednesday. And today we're talking about a competition to put people back to work. The nonprofit XPRIZE is holding a contest in the hopes of figuring out new ways to quickly train people who were replaced by automation. Here's how it works. Teams are taking groups of 500 people who had been in lower-skilled jobs and then using new innovative ways to get them trained up and ready for a new job within 60 days. There's follow-up, too. The newly trained workers will have to be able to get and keep their new jobs for at least a few months. The team that comes up with the best way to train people quickly will get $5 million in prizes. As Axios reports, the hope is that this competition encourages out-of-the-box thinking that can then have a long-term impact. Teams can apply now. All right, thank you so much for listening today. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.